Chapter 4. Shadows of the Lost Kingdom. The forest stretched endlessly, ancient and alive. Kota's footsteps pressed into the soft moss, each one echoing with the subtle pulse of magic flowing through him. The orb of light hovered near him, pulsing gently in rhythm with the gift Namu had placed in his soul. The system chimed softly.
System status, active. Mana level, optimal. Magic control, intermediate. New feature unlocked, experience points, and leveling system. After combat, you will now yield XP. Accumulate XP to level up and unlock new powers.
Kota blinked at the interface, heart racing.
So, like a video game?
Analyzing. Video game. Please wait. Correct. It is like what you call a video game. Higher levels require progressively more experience points. Level progression will unlock new abilities. Level 1 to 2, 50 XP, basic creation, light orbs, minor barriers. Level 2 to 3, 150 XP, multi-orb control, minor environmental manipulation. Level 3 to 4, 350 XP, combat sequencing, environmental combo techniques.
Kota's fingers tightened around the orb.
All right, let's try this out.
A rustle in the underbrush drew his attention. A wolf-like predator stepped into view, black fur slick and muscles coiled, eyes glinting with hunger. Kota's pulse spiked.
Hostile detected. Forest predator. Threat level, moderate.
The system spoke calmly.
Recommended action. Defensive barrier. Observe and exploit weak points. XP gained after combat.
Kota raised a shimmering dome of light just as the creature lunged. Its claws clashed against the barrier, sending sparks flying. The orb pulsed in his hand. He responded with a quick counter, splitting the orb into two smaller spheres and striking the creature in its shoulder. It yelped, recoiling slightly. Kota felt sweat on his brow, adrenaline pumping. The wolf lunged again, faster this time, but he was beginning to anticipate its movements. He dodged, redirected the spheres, and used fallen branches as obstacles guided by the system. The wolf finally snarled and retreated into the shadows. Kota let the orb dissipate, chest heaving, and the system confirmed.
XP gained, 50. 50 of 50 XP. Level up available. You are now level 2.
Energy surged through him, sharpening his senses and reinforcing his muscles. A new ability opened.
Level 2. Ability. Minor environmental manipulation. Move small objects in the environment to assist in combat or navigation.
Kota exhaled, flexing his fingers.
Okay. That's new. Feels good.
He pressed forward cautiously, aware of the forest's living tension. Mist swirled between the trees, then movement caught his eye. A humanoid figure emerged from the shadows, tall, armored in black etched with crimson runes, its red eyes gleaming with intelligence and menace.
High-level threat detected. Class. Unknown combatant.
Kota's pulse quickened. He was ready, but cautious. This was no ordinary predator. This was a calculated, intelligent threat. The figure hurled a bolt of dark energy. Kota raised a barrier, absorbing most of the impact. Sparks flew, leaving cracks across the shield. He countered by weaving the environment into his magic. Branches flew to intercept attacks. Small stones launched from his orbs. The system highlighted weak points in the enemy's movements. The humanoid faltered under his assault, but Kota could tell it was only a temporary setback. This enemy was strong, intelligent, and patient. Finally, the figure disappeared into the forest, leaving Kota exhausted but alert. The system chimed,
XP gained, 35. Total XP, 35 of 150 to reach level 3.
Kota lowered his hands, scanning the misty forest. The fight had been a trial, not a victory. The forest remained alive with hidden eyes and quiet movements. He could sense it. Stronger threats were watching. The ruins of a forgotten kingdom came into view. Stone towers shattered, walls covered in vines and moss, the whispers of history thick in the air. The system pulsed.
Recommendation: investigate ruins. Potential XP and knowledge gain.
Kota clenched his fists, determination blazing in his chest.
All right, I'm ready. Whatever's waiting, I'll handle it.
From deep within the forest, a pair of red eyes gleamed. Khal Buzad's influence was faint but unmistakable. The real trials of Irindil were only beginning, and Kota knew his journey toward mastering creation. Magic and surviving would be long, difficult, and filled with dangers beyond imagination.